Welcome to the Smart CEO Smart Chat. I am Kyra Hardwick, and I am thrilled to be here with you. Thanks for tuning in. We hope that this episode will be an incredible influence on the way that you do the work that you do every day. So whether you're a smart CEO, working from home, working from the office, simply navigating your life and family, whatever it is, today's the day you made a great decision to tune into our podcast and get this smart talk. So let's dig in.
Hello. I am Kyra Rennell, the founder of the Smart CEO Community, and I am excited, as always, thrilled to have you with us today for another fantastic episode of the Smart Talk. Today, I have my colleague and dear friend, Courtney L. Sanders, with us today. Hey, Courtney.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm excited for the Smart CEOs to meet you. For those that haven't been following you since your college days, I'm excited for them to get to know you and understand that you are literally a phenomenon of the digital marketing world. Like, you figured it out before the rest of us got here. And so I do want people to get to know you. I want them to know a little bit of your backstory. But we're going to jump right in. And for the smart CEOs, listen, if you've been listening to this season's podcast, well, we've not really been playing a lot of games with you all. So get your notebook, get your pad, get your pen, get the things that you need so that you can be ready, because this conversation will be jam-packed full of insight. And our goal is to make sure that you have access to the people that understand the process to get it done, right? And so if you're growing as a professional, as an entrepreneur, as an aspiring entrepreneur, this conversation is definitely one you want to tap all the way into. All right, Courtney, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. So Courtney, let's talk about what's really been happening since 2016 when you launched this company. Help us understand what happened from the onset. And I'm going to say, Courtney, what the heck and why did you come and jump into the world of business?
Oh man, I did it completely by accident. So for those that don't know, I run a online really business and personal development coaching company online, and I didn't even know what this was. I didn't know what coaching was. I got my start in college on accident after I was in a situation where I was losing my scholarship. So I went to Howard University, shout out to my fellow HU Bison, and had a full ride engineering scholarship, and was skipping class one day, was in the business campus when I shouldn't have been, should have been in the engineering school. But Lisa Price, the founder of the hair care company, Carol's daughter, was on campus that day giving a talk about entrepreneurship. And just to see this woman who looked like me, who had hair like me, I was like, wait, this is great. Like, business, entrepreneurship, I never thought about that, but this is what I want to do. So I spent the rest of the semester skipping class, starting my own hair care company. Wasn't very imaginative. I was just like, she's doing hair care, I'm gonna do hair care too. And needless to say, I was like 20 years old. I had no idea what I was doing. So not only did the hair care company fail, you know, after spending all summer creating these products, but I got a letter in the mail that was like, girl, these grades, like, not hitting. You need to get your life together. Yeah. So by this point, I was, you know, falling behind in my schooling. My friends were graduating ahead of me and were, you know, leaving the city, and I was just by myself. So I got the bright idea to start a blog, because blogging was hot at the time, really just documenting my journey to not only get back in school, but just get like mastery, self-development, personal growth, self-discipline, money management. And my idea was not to get a bunch of readers, but I was like, if somebody can just like watch my blog or read it, maybe I'll have some accountability and I'll actually like follow through, because I need to get back in school and I need to get my life together. And so it worked. My little plan worked. My blog started to grow and I started to get emails from other women around the country who were in school, who were kind of going through the same thing that I was going through. And then I was shocked that a national organization, the Women's Business Enterprise National Council, you might've heard them as WeBank, they were hosting, certifying body for women entrepreneurs. They were hosting their inaugural, they do their conference every year, but they had an inaugural student leadership program. And they invited me to not only participate, but to spearhead it and submit an RFP. And again, I'm like 21 years old by this time. I don't even know what an RFP is. I have to like Google it. And they were like, yeah, You can submit your bid, and we'd love it if you basically come and coach these other young women on what you've been blogging about. So that was my first foray into like, actually, like, what people are going to pay me to like teach some stuff that I've been blogging about and like reading about in a book. And so that kind of put a bug in my ear, like, huh, maybe this is something, maybe I could do something with it. So I graduated from school, I got a full-time job in banking and finance with the federal government. And I just kept doing this on the side. It kept growing. It got to the point where I was taking off every Friday. My boss was like, where are you going? Like, all this PTO requests. And I'm just like, oh, friend's wedding in New York. And like, really, right. I had a speaking engagement. So I was just taking all this time off. But I'll never forget, I actually got a phone call one day. I was sitting in my office and I pick up the phone. It was an area code I didn't recognize. And this woman's voice on the other end was like, hi, is this Courtney Sanders? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, is your door office or your office door closed? And I'm like, what kind of call is this? Like, yes.
Right.
Yeah. And she's like, I just want to let you know that we received a complaint about your business. Somebody in your office, a coworker, has forwarded a complaint to the chairman's office, saying it's a conflict of interest, all this stuff. She like runs down all of these things. And I'm just like, I can barely even hear what she's saying. I'm just like, they're coming to get me. Security is about to cart me out. Let me grab my stuff before they come with the boxes so I don't have to, you know, do the walk of shame to my car. And she lays out all this stuff and she's like, so do you understand everything that I just said to you? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, do you have any questions? And I'm like, am I fired? Like, what's going to happen now? And she literally says, I just wanted you to know because I actually follow you on Instagram, if you can believe it. And I will not be forwarding this complaint up, but I just wanted you to know so that you could be aware of what was happening in your office. And you have a nice day. And she hung up the phone. And I literally, I don't even know her name to this day. Like, that actually happened. So
wow.
I was like in shock, but that was the kickoff to be like, okay, this has to be more than just like a hobby, something I fly around on the weekends, do speaking engagements. Like, these people trying to fire me, you know, I need to like, are we doing this or are we not doing this? Let's put the pedal to the metal. So I started coaching clients one-on-one and just sharing with people by this point what I was doing in terms of digital marketing, because I had grown a small brand for my personal development stuff, self-discipline, all the things that I was blogging about in college, millennial leadership, all of that, that people then started to say, how are you like selling stuff? How are you hosting events? Like, how are you making money online? And so I started coaching people on that. And so with that, you know, fire behind me, like these people trying to get me fired,
yeah,
I ended up getting so many clients and just really hustling up that I ended up making more in July and August of 2016 than I would have made at my corporate job for the rest of the year. And so, you know, I came home with my money in hand, told my husband, I'm putting my 2 weeks in. At first he was like, what? But then he was like, oh yeah, I guess you can.
I guess you can.
And yeah. That was the end of that. So I put in my 2 weeks notice and I've been doing this ever since.
Isn't that beautiful? There's nothing like, so motivation is motivation, right? However it comes, motivation is motivation. But what's so powerful about motivation is that thing in you is triggered. And I think sometimes we think motivation is emotional. It's just this emotional experience. It's an activation to me. When I'm motivated, that's the next step beyond that. If I'm going to do anything with that spirited moment, it's all about the transformative action, right? And I love that was the trigger. And sometimes it's just as simple as someone telling you what, in this instance, what's been said.
Exactly.
And then validating the quality of what you were doing.
Yeah.
You know, so having someone in your corner, man, that's a crazy, I'll say a crazy approach to jumping in, because that told you were valid. Mm-hmm. And then knowing that then you had an ally that then that you recognized, let me just move. I don't know how quickly this is going, how long this is going to last.
Exactly.
But then you were able to take your authority and really fully exercise it. So I just wanted to just kind of get in there and get a little greasy with it, because I think it's important for us to understand that sometimes those moments we have, those life moments, those things that come, feel like they're maybe hitting us like a ton of bricks. We're like, you know, that might've been motivation. That stimulated, triggered, activated something in me to do something more.
Absolutely.
And that is so important for business owners, our Smart Talk listeners, and it doesn't matter whether they're fully in entrepreneurship. I know there's this thing about this. There's no work shaming. There's no corporate shaming. There's no entrepreneur shaming. We're in this thing because we're trying to do the thing that we love And if you haven't done the thing that you love, the goal is that you try to get there, right? That's the objective. Do the thing that make that feels good, that flows and makes money. What? Tell, help me understand how that's not logical, right? So Courtney, you know, you started this brand and you evolved it into a business. Mm-hmm. And now let's fast forward to today, 2022. Yeah. Where are you on this journey?
Yeah. So we, you know, it was brand, then business, almost by necessity. And then now, almost by necessity, I would say, I've really been evolving into creating a company, which has been a really good journey for me. I recently had my second child. So 18 months ago, I had my daughter. And I knew when I was having her, I wanted it to definitely be a different experience than it was when I was having my son. So my son is 4. And I remember when I was pregnant with him, I was freaking out because I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to take downtime. I was the person that was doing everything in the business. I was the person that not only worked with the clients, but also did the marketing and also sent the emails and did the customer service. Like I was, you know, all the things, the cook, the server, and the chief bottle washer, like that was right. Totally me. And I remember just being like, I don't know that I'm going to be able to sustain this. And I really had to re-engineer some things in my business. It was a very stressful time. And so once I was like, okay, I'm having my daughter, I was like, I don't want it to be that same experience. I want to make sure that everything is, you know, operational and taken care of. And so many hands make light work, as they say. And I think sometimes when we get into entrepreneurship, we become this like rugged individualist where we think everything has to be on us because we're thinking about our business, right? How do we make money? What do I need to do in order to make money? But having my second child was like, how can I create a company, which is beyond a business, right? It's yes, we're making money, but this is a company, this is an organization, this is a group effort. How can I tap into that in order to make sure that, you know, everything is operational, even if, you know, I'm not around. And so that's been the journey that I've been on. It's been really awesome. It's definitely been a test to leadership. You have to learn so much about yourself, about leading other people, managing other people. But to me, this is like the next frontier in entrepreneurship.
Isn't that the next frontier? Isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful? So listen to the journey, you know, listeners, listen to the journey. And as you're watching this, you're watching us and you're like watching us dig into this thing. I just want you to understand how accessible, number one, how attainable your dreams and goals are, whether they started off as your dreams and goals or not. If they evolve and turn into them, as they say, you can learn to love somebody, right? So as you learn to love the journey, I want you to think about what your focus is going forward when you get to a place where you realize you're building a company. Because now, and this is a place I definitely live, when you're building a company, the components of that company, essential components, kind of the things that undergird, are your culture, right? Your service methodologies, your framework, the true essence of the why you're doing this, because then you need to attract talent and vendors and supporting cast members to not only your customers, but to be able to make this thing really go. And then as you're evolving in those areas, you as what was once a brand, then a business was operating in what you kind of said, that gritty entrepreneurship. What does it look like now as that you have to really evolve? And now you're a leader and you're leading more than just yourself and your own thoughts and your clients down the known path. You're now leading people essentially down an unknown path because you've never led or run a company before now, right?
Yep.
So what does that look like, Courtney, for you in your leadership?
Yeah, for me, it's learning how to do true delegation beyond the doing, but to the thinking, right? So I think sometimes as entrepreneurs, we're so like stressed and hurried and we're just like, I need an assistant. Can somebody take this, right? And we look for doers, like, who's a person I can like give this to so that they can do it, because I don't want to do it. But then we still find ourselves, now we have all these doers who are doing things for us, but we're still like thinking for them in every scenario. They're coming to us. It's almost like we're the parent and we have all these like children that we have to manage. And so for me, in terms of building a company and really transcending in my leadership, for me, I've had to even transcend beyond traditional delegation and thinking about how can I not only teach somebody to do, but how can I teach somebody to think, right? Because thinking is the hardest work that you'll ever do. And I understand that there's a role in my business that only I can do, right? The type of thinking in terms of the vision that I want for the company, the creative drive and input, the values, the essence of my business and my brand, that's the thinking that only I can do because I'm the founder and I'm the creator of this, right? I think about, I mean, to this day, I mean, Steve Jobs passed away, what, over a decade ago, and we're still talking about his imprint and his footprint on Apple. That was his unique vision, creativity, his thinking, right? But all the other aspects of this, even important aspects, I can't just delegate it for you to do. I got to figure out how I can delegate to people who can think on that level in accordance with how I think for the entire business. And so that has been the biggest challenge, but also very rewarding because it's forced me to clarify my own values, my own corporate culture, all of that. Again, as the entrepreneur, the chief bottle washer, right? Like, we do it all, so we understand it all. It's almost like it doesn't need to be said because it's me. I know what my brand stands for you know, all of this, but it's forced me to be like, no, you actually need a strategic vision. You actually need goals that other people who are not you, when they're making decisions, because you're paying them not just to do, but to think, when they're thinking, they need a roadmap for how would Courtney handle this? How would the company, you know, best approach this? And so I found that it's been helpful. It's trickled even into my communication at home with my husband, with my kids. I'm like, housekeeper. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm learning how to communicate in such a way that people actually understand not just what I want them to do, but the reasoning and the thinking behind it. And I think sometimes we get so frustrated, whether it's telling our kids to do something, asking our husband to do something, or talking to employees. It's like, I just need you to do the thing, but really we need people to think the way we think so that they can ultimately accomplish the goals that we need to accomplish.
That is the mastery of leadership. Like, that is influence. That is the mastery of leadership. And as you're saying that, I think as an entrepreneur for me, I know that's been one of the most stressful things, which is to get some, it's really not for on them. It's on my, it's me. Yep. It's my ability to say the things that I think I say all the time by the way I move. And you got to find words for those. And I never had to find words for myself because I knew it, right? Mm-hmm. That is it. And so I will say that, ooh, honey, I understand that. And the process of getting there and how much more effective it is. You know, when I think about my kids and I think about my daughter and my sons, and I think about how they've learned their mother's innate ways of doing and living. And so they just translate into the ways that they think and do things. Right. I didn't necessarily say think this way. I may have challenged in conversations, and they may have challenged in conversations, but I don't remember saying, you know, this is the way you think. It was more so they watched, they observed, they took in what they wanted, they, you know, shifted out what they did, and still doing that. And when you think about your business team members, I should say, team members in your business, same concept, depending on who. Like my admin, she's been with me so long. She did one of those numbers when she picked it up.
Yeah.
And we had that hard, probably about a hard 6 months of transferring insight. Mm-hmm. But once she got it, she pretty much had it for the most part. And then I would just come back and do more maintenance now. So now you've got somebody that can be an advocate on the team that can help communicate effectively. Mm-hmm. And then as you bring in more team members, I noticed that. And so when you said not only to do, but to think, the thing that was hard to identify was the fact that I needed to teach people how to think like this company.
Yep.
And that is a big deal, Courtney. You know, we call it the TKC way over here at the Kyra Company for our larger model, which is the corporation that we run. But I think, man, Courtney, this is enlightening. And I hope our listeners are catching this because you hit it out of the park with your ability to communicate that. So,
You said something even as well in terms of it took you 6 months really for your assistant to get it. That was a big lesson that I had to learn as well, because when you're in the throes of hiring people, it's because you need them and you need them now, right? And so there's this idea of like, okay, I'm going to give this to you. And then instantly it's going to be like off my plate. But I had to train myself to say, you know what, the next 6 months is going to be a little hard for me, because on one hand, I am still going to have to manage, oversee, do this thing, and train this person. And so it's almost like you're doing double work. It's like, you know, it gets darkest before the dawn, right? It's like, oh, I see the dawn of this person taking this over for me, but now I'm doing double work because I'm doing the role that I hired them for plus the training, you know. But I feel like now I'm getting to the other side where it's starting to work. They're starting to pick it up. I don't have to do as much anymore. Mm-hmm. And now the load is lightening. But I think so many people quit in the middle because they're like, this is so much. What did I hire you for? If I had to do it myself, then I wouldn't have hired you. And it's like, it's a process, you know, but over time it gets so much better.
And those you nailed it. Those A types, I know a few. You know, you do get strong. You get strong there because it's stressful, but you hit it. Stay there. Stay in the lane. If it's really what you want, if it's really the person, stay in the lane and work it out, because it is important to do it. Once you do it, though, oh, girl.
Freedom.
You don't even have to, like, there's just certain things. I can say one word or give one look, and they already know, like, this is what this means. Like, let's roll. Tone of voice, right? Slow modulations, like, they get it. I don't have to get frustrated or whatever about my baby, doing or not doing something. I can say, I could just use the term. I could say TKC care, like let's apply, you know? But so I don't have to I don't live in the space of frustration, mm-hmm. But that's a big deal, Courtney. And I think that we want our business owners to understand that even when you're running, online, face-to-face, brick and mortar, it doesn't matter your format or your template for delivery. So let's talk about in our last few minutes here, Courtney, like you've been laying out the law, sis. So I would love for you to share kind of what's hot on your plate right now and what can we start, what can we expect from the Courtney L. Sanders Enterprise and compound to deliver to the world? Like what's coming out of your main domain? What can we expect?
Yeah, so I'm really excited in this theme of expanding and taking it beyond me and, creating a company. We're actually creating offers to help others not only create companies, but to be certified in our methodology. So we just, I'll say, launched internally a program that I'm really excited about called The Next Big Name, which is all about helping people build, a profitable brand from scratch, where you're operating in your lane, you're the queen or king of your domain, and basically you're competition proof because you do things your way that no one else can compete with you. So we teach people how to do that. And I was really a stickler that I wanted this to be like the highest quality program that we ever created. So, I mean, the videos look beautiful. We have staff coaches that are in there teaching it. We got a brand new platform, all of that. So that'll be coming out pretty soon in September. Yay. But I'm excited about that because that's just the first to come. So that's actually the first program in an entire university that I'm building called Empower You. So Empower You, like university, with all the things that not only entrepreneurs need to learn for business, but we need to learn for personal development as well. So I always will still have that like personal development route. That's what kicked off my whole journey, getting my life together in college. There's always things that I'm still getting my life together around. And so in addition to teaching the digital marketing and branding and all of that, I wanted a place to where the community could come and also learn some of those softer skills, personal leadership, personal development, self-discipline, all of those things. And so those will be rolling out as well. So I'm really excited. We'll be announcing the platform to the world in a few weeks, in about a month or so.
Yes. But first of all, it's exciting. I feel like I should have had an applause button because congratulations, period. Thank you. That's big. It's big, big, big. And I can't wait to see the platform. Hopefully I'll get a sneak peek.
Yes.
But okay, good. I can't wait to see it and really see what you're bringing to the world, because the quality of your brand matters. And if you launch well, you'll flow well. And I think we can get there, guys. We don't have to just jump. We can design and build and grow and learn and produce in quality. That will take a lot of the static out of your line, a lot of the frustration out of your world if you take the time. I always say this, you either have time to do it right or do it over.
That's so true.
That's it. And when you choose the right way, it changes the game. The money will come. The right way is typically the slower way. Mm-hmm. It is. I'm not saying your program is in any way, but I'm saying the right way mentally is, it's a longer game. We got to learn it. Like you said, think about it. You went from brand to business to company. And that is a journey. And there's a learning along that line. And I'm excited about you bringing Empower You.
Yes.
To the world. I'm excited about being a part of whatever you bring into the world and learning more about it. And I'm excited about our smart CEOs that now know you exist. If they didn't know about Courtney L. Sanders, ooh, honey, they do now. Yeah. And they, oh my gosh, I'm excited about them tapping into your world and learning more and joining forces and joining the journey. So smart CEOs, Courtney L. Sanders, one of my favorite people. And by the way, she is also from the D.
Hey.
And what up though? Yep. And so for those of you that know, but we're excited about it. And so there's just a certain flair and grit that that we have when you come from the Midwest. I'll just say that.
So, we just get
things done a little differently, right? We do. Anyway, Courtney Sanders, Smart CEO, Smart Talk. This has been another wonderful episode. I am Kyra Rennell, your host. And Courtney, thank you so much for saying yes to the invitation.
Of course.
It has been a pleasure. No, thank you. And Smart CEOs, we'll catch you next time in the next episode. This has been Smart Talk with the Kyra Rennell, founder of the Smart CEO community. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Smart Chat. Smart CEOs, you are on your way. We hope this episode has been fantastic for you. We are excited that you were here. So here's the deal. Follow us on all of our social media, look up the Kyra Company, and join us on all of our private platforms. We invite you to join our private Facebook group at the Smart CEOs. Jump in, join the conversation, and learn more about what we can do every day to grow our business and grow our community. Thanks so much for joining us. We're excited that you were here. Once again, I'm Kyra Hardwick, and you know it. I was thrilled to bring the Smart Chat to you. Take care. Talk to you soon.